Welcome to Money is Freedom, a podcast exploring how finance and freedom connect in our lives. Created from thoughtful research and narrated by Notebook LM AI, this series brings you clear, meaningful insights into finance and beyond. Episode 32 analyzes the challenges and low success rates in venture capital using Y Combinator and Lightspeed Venture Partners as case studies. Data reveals that although some firms produce massive successes, the vast majority of startups fail, and even top-tier firms experience low returns on many investments. This is attributed to a power law distribution of returns, high failure rates, lengthy investment horizons, and market volatility. Accompanying podcasts and blog posts discuss the related topic of fiscal dominance and its economic impact.
All right, so today we're going to be diving into the world of venture capital.
Okay.
And you know, something that I know a lot of our listeners are really interested in.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking at an article called Venture Capital is Harder Than You Think. Here's the data to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from Crypto Daily.
Interesting.
It's easy to see, you know, all this hype around getting rich.
Oh, yeah.
Backing the next big thing.
Absolutely.
But we're going to kind of pull back the curtain a little bit.
Yeah.
On VC.
It'd be great.
Really see what the truth is.
Love it.
So the article starts off by kind of shattering this myth.
Okay.
That VC is like a guaranteed path to riches.
Right.
And it talks about this idea of the power law.
Okay.
Which basically says that, you know, a small handful of companies drive, you know, the lion's share of returns.
Yeah.
It's kind of a winner-take-all situation.
Exactly. And that has major implications for how investors approach VC. You wouldn't put all your eggs in one basket if you're building a portfolio.
Right.
Same principle here.
Yeah.
Diversification is key.
Yeah.
But even then, the power law suggests that most investments will yield minimal returns.
So even if you have a VC firm and they invest in, let's say, 100 companies.
Yeah.
Their success might just depend on one or two becoming like the next Google or Amazon.
Exactly.
And so the article uses Y Combinator, the YC, as a case study.
Interesting.
They're a very prestigious startup accelerator.
For sure.
That backed companies like Airbnb and Stripe.
Wow.
But what's really surprising is that only 4 or 5% of those companies that YC backs actually reach that coveted unicorn status.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, valued over $1 billion.
Wow. That's a remarkably low percentage.
Right.
Especially considering YC's reputation for selecting promising startups.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it gets even more interesting when you look at the successful exits.
Okay.
Like IPOs or acquisitions. Only about 10% of YC companies achieve those milestones.
No.
That means the vast majority don't reach those levels of success that investors typically hope for.
Yeah, that was pretty eye-opening. And the article goes on to say that just four companies, Airbnb, Coinbase, Reddit, and Instacart, account for 85% of YC's total returns.
Oh my gosh. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
And of all the innovative companies that YC has backed, a mere four are responsible for the vast majority of their success.
Yeah.
It really drives home that power law dynamic we were just talking about.
It makes you wonder, like, how do they, how do these VCs navigate this landscape, knowing that most of these investments won't yield a significant return?
Absolutely. It highlights the importance of due diligence and rigorous evaluation.
Right.
VCs need to be incredibly discerning.
Yeah.
When choosing which companies to back.
Yeah.
Recognizing that even the most promising ventures face an uphill battle.
The article then shifts gears and talks about Lightspeed Venture Partners, which is another big player in the VC world.
Right.
And especially in the AI space.
Yeah.
They've backed companies like Anthropic, Mistral AI.
Interesting.
OpenAI.
Wow.
But what was really interesting was there was this table that showed their fund performance over time.
Okay.
And it showed some really intriguing insights about the volatility of VC returns.
Okay.
So their older funds, the ones that were launched between 2006 and 2012, performed exceptionally well.
Okay.
Generated really impressive DPI multiples.
Now, hold on. For those of us who aren't fluent in VC jargon, can you break down what DPI means?
Yes, please.
And why it's important?
Yeah.
DPI stands for distributions to paid in capital.
Okay.
In simple terms.
Mm-hmm.
It's your report card for a VC fund.
I like that.
It tells you how much actual cash you're getting back
Yeah.
compared to what you initially invested. A high DPI indicates strong returns.
Right.
Which is what every investor hopes for.
Yeah. So Lightspeed's older funds were delivering impressive DPI, meaning right. investors were seeing substantial returns on their investment.
Right.
But then the article goes on to say
okay.
that their more recent funds
yeah.
from 2018 to 2022,
okay.
they're showing much lower DPI.
Interesting.
So what's the reason for this shift?
Well, it's a reflection of the inherent unpredictability of venture capital.
Mm-hmm.
Even established firms like Lightspeed,
yeah.
with a proven track record,
right.
aren't immune to market fluctuations.
Hmm.
Their recent funds are showing slower liquidity events.
Okay.
Meaning it's taking longer
yeah.
for investments to mature
mm-hmm.
and generate cash returns through IPOs or acquisitions.
So even if a fund is invested in promising companies,
yeah.
there's no guarantee of when those investments will actually turn into like tangible returns
yeah.
for investors.
Exactly.
It seems like patience is key in VC. It seems like there's a lot more to VC
yes.
than meets the eye.
Totally agree.
It's not just about throwing money at the next shiny startup.
Right.
It's a complex ecosystem.
It is.
With its own roles,
yeah.
challenges,
for sure.
and rewards.
Absolutely.
And it's fascinating how they talk about Lightspeed's AI investment strategy.
Yeah.
They're clearly betting big on the future of AI,
mm.
but they also say, you know, this is still early days.
Right.
A lot of these ventures could fizzle out.
Absolutely.
That unpredictable nature yeah. seems to be like a constant theme.
Definitely. It's like surfing. You're riding the wave of innovation.
Right.
But you never know when it might crash.
Yeah.
Even with all the data analysis yeah, and the due diligence,
yeah.
there's an element of chance involved.
The article lists a bunch of other things that make VC so tricky.
Yeah.
It's not just market volatility.
Right.
Things like long investment horizons, mm-hmm. the difficulty of getting your money out. Should we maybe unpack those a bit more?
Absolutely. Let's unpack those.
Okay.
First, you got the long investment horizon.
Yeah.
We touched on this a little earlier.
Yeah.
But it's worth emphasizing.
Mm-hmm.
VC isn't like buying a stock and hoping it goes up next week.
Right.
This is about planting seeds that might take years.
Yeah.
Maybe even a decade to bear fruit.
Which must be tough for both investors and entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
The investors have to be patient.
Yeah.
And the entrepreneurs have to keep pushing forward, even when the payoff is so far down the road.
Exactly. And then there's the issue of liquidity,
mm-hmm.
or rather the lack of it.
Okay.
You might see a fund with a great TVPI.
Okay.
Meaning the total value of their investments looks fantastic.
Okay.
On paper.
Right.
But that doesn't mean investors can easily cash out.
Another acronym alert. TVPI.
Okay.
Break that one down for me.
Think of TVPI as the total value to paid in capital.
Okay.
Basically a snapshot
yeah.
of the current value of the fund's holdings. Mm. But here's the catch.
Okay.
It doesn't reflect the actual cash
yeah.
that investors can access.
So TVPI might look promising.
Yeah.
But until those investments are actually sold,
right.
whether through an IPO or acquisition,
mm.
investors are essentially holding illiquid assets.
Yeah, precisely. It's like owning a beautiful house.
Okay.
You can appreciate its value.
Yeah.
But you can't easily spend that value.
Right.
Until you actually sell it.
So patience and understanding the long game are crucial.
Absolutely.
For VC investors.
Yeah.
What about some of those other challenges the article lists?
Well, we talked about the power law distribution
yeah.
and the high failure rate.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that,
yeah.
you've got market cyclicality,
mm-hmm.
tech downturns, AI hype cycles,
yeah.
even broader economic conditions.
Right.
All of these can impact valuations
yeah.
and make exits harder.
Mm-hmm.
It's like navigating a ship
okay.
through unpredictable waters.
It makes you realize how external forces can really impact a startup's fate.
Absolutely.
No matter how brilliant the idea or team is.
Exactly. And then there's the risk associated with follow-on capital.
Yeah.
Even those startups that manage to secure that initial funding.
Right.
often struggle to raise subsequent rounds
mm.
as they grow.
Yeah.
You know, Series A, Series B, and so on.
Yeah.
Those hurdles can be incredibly tough to clear.
You know, it's interesting because they talk about not just the numbers and the data, but yeah. they also talk about like
right.
the psychological factors at play.
Absolutely.
They right. talk about this optimism bias.
Yeah.
Where both entrepreneurs and investors tend to overestimate their chances of success.
Hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a fascinating aspect of the VC world.
Okay.
There's a certain allure.
Yeah.
A sense of possibility.
Right.
That draws people in.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneurs dream of building the next billion-dollar company.
Yeah.
And investors are enticed by that potential for massive returns.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, most startups don't achieve those lofty goals.
It's like that old lottery saying, you can't win if you don't play. Yeah. But in the case of VC, the odds of hitting the jackpot are incredibly slim.
Exactly. And that's where the importance of due diligence comes in for investors.
Yeah.
It's about conducting thorough research, looking beyond the hype, really understanding the fundamentals of the business.
Okay.
Are they solving a real problem?
Right.
Do they have a sustainable business model?
Mm-hmm.
What's their competitive landscape like?
It seems like separating the signal from the noise is crucial.
Absolutely. You know,
in a field like this,
especially
in a fast-moving area like AI, where there's so much hype and buzz.
Investors need to be able to critically evaluate those claims and projections.
Yeah.
Understanding that early-stage companies often operate with limited data and high degree of uncertainty.
Yeah. What about for entrepreneurs?
Yeah.
What role does due diligence play for them?
For entrepreneurs?
Yeah.
Due diligence means understanding the VC landscape, knowing which firms invest in their industry, what stage of development they focus on, and what their investment philosophy is.
So it's not just about finding money.
Right.
It's about finding the right partners.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it also involves being prepared to answer tough questions about your business.
Okay.
Investors want to see a solid team, a compelling vision.
Right.
And a clear path to profitability.
It's about building trust.
Yeah.
And demonstrating that you're not just chasing the next round of funding.
Right.
But you're building a sustainable business.
Exactly.
For the long haul.
And remember, investors are betting on people as much as ideas.
Right.
They want to see passion, expertise, and a willingness to learn and adapt.
Which makes sense given all the challenges that we've talked about. Market volatility, long investment horizons,
absolutely
intense competition.
Right.
It takes a special kind of resilience.
It does.
To navigate the world of VC.
For sure.
It sounds like to really make it in VC, you need vision and determination.
Oh, yeah.
And a pretty thick skin.
For sure.
But even with all the right qualities, this article emphasizes that timing plays a huge role.
It does.
So we've talked about, you know, it's a long game.
Right.
But recognizing that VC operates in cycles.
Exactly.
There's these periods of exuberance.
Yeah.
Like what we're seeing now with AI.
Yeah.
Followed by these periods of correction and reevaluation.
For sure.
So even if you have a great company.
Yeah.
Hitting the market at the wrong time could make all the difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It underscores the need for both investors and entrepreneurs to be realistic and not get swept up in the hype.
Right. A solid business idea with strong fundamentals
will
weather those cycles better than one built on hype alone.
It all ties back to this idea of follow-on capital risk.
The article says even startups that secure initial funding often struggle to raise those subsequent rounds as they grow.
Uh-huh.
Why is that such a critical hurdle?
Well, imagine a startup is like a rocket ship.
Okay.
The initial funding gets it off the ground, but reaching orbit requires multiple stages with increasingly powerful engines.
Exactly.
Each follow-on funding round, Series A, Series B, and so on, represents a critical stage in that journey.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about getting that first check.
Mm-hmm.
It's about maintaining that momentum.
Yes.
And convincing investors that the company is on a trajectory towards substantial growth.
Exactly.
And eventual profitability.
The stakes get higher with each round.
Yeah.
Later stage investors are looking for more.
Then just a promising idea.
Right. They want to see results, proof of traction, revenue growth, and a clear path to market dominance.
So it sounds like a constant pressure cooker for startups.
They're not just building a product or a service, but they're constantly having to prove their worth to potential investors.
That's the reality of the VC game.
Yeah.
It's a highly competitive environment where only the strongest
and most adaptable survive.
For sure. And that's why for entrepreneurs, focusing on building that strong foundation is paramount.
What does that look like in practice?
It starts with solving a real problem for a defined market.
Yeah.
Building a product or service that people actually need and are willing to pay for.
Right.
Then it's about assembling a talented and dedicated team.
Yeah.
People who share the vision and are in it for the long haul.
Right.
And finally, it's about developing a sustainable business model.
Okay.
One that can generate revenue.
Right.
Manage costs.
Yeah.
And ultimately turn a profit.
So it's about focusing on the fundamentals.
It is.
Not getting distracted by short-term trends or trying to be the next overnight sensation.
And being adaptable and resourceful.
Mm-hmm.
The startup journey is rarely a straight line.
Okay.
There will be setbacks, mm-hmm. unexpected challenges,
right.
moments where you have to pivot and adjust course.
This deep dive has been really eye-opening for me.
I'm glad.
You know, going behind the curtain of the VC world and all complexities and nuances.
For sure.
It's clear that VC is not for the faint of heart.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
It's a high stakes, high reward environment mm-hmm. that demands, you know, a really unique blend of vision resilience and a deep understanding of the game.
So for anyone listening who's thinking about entering this world, whether as an entrepreneur or an investor, what advice would you leave them with?
I would say go in with your eyes wide open.
Okay.
Understand the risks, challenges, the sheer amount of work involved.
Yeah.
But also embrace the potential, the excitement of innovation.
Yeah.
And the possibility of contributing to something truly groundbreaking.
That's a great note to end on.
Thanks.
You know, being realistic.
Yeah.
But not losing sight of that passion and that dream.
Right.
That drives the entrepreneurial spirit.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us today on this deep dive into the world of venture capital.
My pleasure.